The Captain and Tennille, brought to you by the United States Army Reserve, and I'm Allison Steele, the night bird. Sound of the Captain and Tennille, probably the hottest, well, can you call to a group in America today, and I would certainly say the most unusual named group, and they're both here in the studio, and we'll straighten it out right now. The Captain is, ta-da!
Daryl Dragon,
and Tennille is?
Tony Tennille.
When I first saw her, I said, Tennille, what is it? And then, of course, doing a little research, found out that there was a front name, and you two are Mr. and Mrs., really.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
Why did you, when you started to sing, keep them individual names? Is there a particular reason?
Well, I never thought of that. We just, a lot of groups were using their individual names as groups. We didn't want to really do that. We didn't want to do Dragon and Tennille.
I was sort of looking ahead, really. I thought if we could make it, we could tie in my being with the Beach Boys at one time, because that's how I was originally named.
The Captain, yeah. I was going to get to that. You just ruined my next question. But that's okay. Now, the Captain was left over from the Beach Boys, and will you tell everybody, I know the story, I mean, I'm very hip, but you can tell everybody else how you got the name.
Well, I think I was in New York, because there's a lot of War Surplus stores back here, I guess. I forgot where I was. It was somewhere where I could stop by and pick up a little captain's hat. And I used to go on the road with the Beach Boys. I was with them for a total of 6 years. And about the fourth year, I went into this War Surplus store, picked up my hat, and wore it for about a month in the on tour around the country. And I don't know, about toward the end of the month, they were giving me Help Me Rhonda solos, the Beach Boys. You know, I was playing the piano with them. And they'd flash the light on, and, okay, Daryl, play your solo. Then it became, okay, Captain Keyboard.
Uh-uh. You know, so then they dropped the keyboard.
Yeah, so I just saved. I liked Captain, you know.
And folks, it's the same hat, I think. Is it?
No, that one rotted away.
This is a fairly new one.
This one's
only
getting
close. Years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm
going to pause here. Well, I want to get the chronology of the group straight, but I want everyone to hear another cut from the album. The Captain and Tennille, here they are.
things that I want to give you. I never wanted to live with a man the way that I want to live with you. You are sunshine, you are shadow, you are morning, you are light, you are hard times, you are good times, you are darkness, you are light. I never wanted to love a man the way that I want to love you. I never wanted to touch a man.
Let's see, can we call it the C&T? The Captain and Tennille. It's rather a long, you know, handle for a disc jockey, but that's okay. We want everyone to remember the name. Although, according to the statistics of the sales of the album, there probably isn't anybody that doesn't know it or own it. Is that not so?
It seems so. It's amazing to us. It really is, to see how fast the album's going up. I don't understand it, except that maybe people are picking up on the music that we love, and maybe they're getting into it too. I just don't understand what's causing it.
Well, the thing that I can't figure out is that all of a sudden you were there. I mean, it just poof, one day and number one. Did it really happen that fast? Where have you been? When did you leave the Beach Boys, Darryl?
End of 71 or
okay, so now this is 75. Where have you been?
Nightclubs, mm-hmm. beer bars, and mainly in Los Angeles.
Together?
Yeah.
Together, yes.
And then all of a sudden you made this single.
Well, not this single, not The Love Will Keep Us Together, mm-hmm. which is our number one. Mm-hmm. We started out with a song which is on the album called The Way I Want to Touch You, mm-hmm. which I wrote about Darryl. Mm-hmm. And we had a friend who had a studio in Burbank, who owned a very fine, small studio. Mm-hmm. We were doing demo records for him. He was a writer, and we would go in and do just really classy demos, because Darryl plays practically every keyboard instrument you can think of. Mm-hmm. And in an hour, he would have, you know, a whole orchestra. So he said, to pay us back, he said, well, why don't you use the studio and record some of your own stuff? So we did, and a little FM station in the San Fernando Valley, they came into the club to hear us play, said, if you record something, we'll put it on the air. So we took this record to him, and we said, okay, here's the record. So they played it, and they started getting really hot calls on The Way I Want to Touch You.
Isn't that terrific?
So we thought, well, gee, maybe we've got something here. So we pressed up our own records and sent them around to local disc jockeys, and amazingly, on our own little tiny label, we got airplay.